We have 20 listeners who are currently touring the Norval Foundation, having a look at the wonderful art on the walls. And then they are going to be fed canopies and given some drinks on the balcony and look up over the gardens, the wetland, up onto the mountain, which is just an absolutely exquisite view. I'm going to say goodbye at 6 o'clock, and then I'm going to head down to the Scotness restaurant and have a meal there. And I'm sitting here with a Scotness work, a work by Cecil Scotness, a multi-panel, five-panel work by the wonderful artist, and Chef Phil de Villiers, the executive chef of Scotness. It had to be called something like Scotness, didn't it, Phil?
Yes, I think being in a wonderful atmosphere as we are, we couldn't do anything else but name it after one of the South African great artists.
What kind of brief were you given? How much freedom of choice did you have to decide what kind of food Scotness would serve?
The biggest thing that we wanted to do is have food be approachable. Take the stigma out of fine dining. Even though the restaurant's absolutely breathtaking, we wanted to have something that anyone can come for. So that's why we've gone from a jaffel, which we grew up with as kids, up to a fancy fish of the day, which we do with all little frills and things to make it look pretty.
But I bet you it's not a jaffel like used to be made in my kitchen.
No. I mean, I grew up with minced jaffels. My mom sometimes burnt, but we now flake brisket. It's like a three-day process to make a humble jaffle.
Three-day process, yeah. To make what happens in those 3 days?
So we use whole brisket. So we first brine the brisket, then we slow braise it for 8 hours, then we flake it, we reduce the sauce, and at the end it ends up in a little compact sandwich.
Do you provide people with a list so they can properly appreciate how much has gone into this seemingly simple piece of food?
Yeah, I wish.
And I mean, this is it's a place which speaks of achievement, of refinement, of success. And so you want the restaurant, so you can't go too down market.
Exactly. The biggest aim we have to do is to try and find a middle way in between beautiful food that connects with the art and have food which I keep saying it'd be approachable and no one and scare people and be too scared to actually try the food because it, for the lack of a better word, be too beautiful to eat. So it's taking that South African palate that we all grew up with, or even if you have tourists come through, is giving them the sense of what we grew up with in South African flavors, and people who grew up with the food, giving them some slight form of nostalgia when they eat the food.
Okay, so it is largely focused on food which has a South African cultural history to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we try to include all different cultures. Myself being Afrikaans, I've brought quite a bit of that in. And then we spent quite a smoorsnook we had on, we've taken off. We're doing quite a bit of Cape Malay items. We did quite a bit of that during winter because it's quite hearty flavors with a lot of curries. So now in summer, we try and go a little bit more lighter, seeing as we're going into hot weather.
And these wonderful gardens, is there room for you to grow your own herbs and veggies?
We've actually located a spot where we want to do. We're just not waiting to see. Obviously, with the drought, we didn't want to just start off with it and use excess water. And we just first want to find our feet, and from there we'll grow. But it's definitely one of my future plans to incorporate.
Are you sort of philosophically a locavore? You want to make sure that either you grow it yourself or you get it from a supplier which is as close as humanly possible.
Provenance is very big for us. We've also joined with Abalobi, which gives homage to the farm to the fishermen. Same with all the vegetables.
It's a wonderful app, the Abalobi app.
Yeah,
I mean, what happens is that you get notification that a ship is coming in and they have caught whatever fish.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, it literally lands at lunchtime and it's on a plate in your restaurant at night.
And I mean, it's a win-win. The fisherman wins and we get the freshest fish possible. So it's you can't go wrong. Like now, yellowtail is running, so we have beautiful yellowtail now.
And the picnics, which is part of the offering that you are in charge of, you do lunch. Do you do breakfast as well?
Do breakfast, lunch, dinner. Yeah.
And then the picnics. And these beautiful gardens out here, you can take your picnic basket and find a bench or find a bit of grass.
Exactly. So we do two different types of picnics. A nice One, if it's not going to break the budget, so we do a little bit more of a gourmet picnic. Pick it up, very self-service, go outside and dine amongst the arts, have a leisurely picnic on weekends or any day you want to.
There are those metal birds that are down there.
Oh, yeah, the Vimbuerta birds, yeah.
They're Vimbuertas. I didn't have a chance to go and look at them. I want to sit and have a picnic under the wings.
Under the shade of a wing.
And your favorite dish and the one that you most enjoy cooking on the menu?
I must say we've done a couple of forms of it. Is our lamb vimbuerta, which we keep tweaking and keep refining. It's taking humble ingredients. It's one of South Africa's national dishes. We've taken it from using shoulder to loin to now we're using scrag, which is like a nice secondary cut in the neck full of flavor. So keep taking and keep reinventing the dish, but staying true to the flavors.
Yeah, my main's order tonight is the lamb vimbuerta. Chef Phil de Villiers, thanks very much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much. And South African flavors and people who grew up with the food, giving them some slight form of nostalgia when they eat the food.
Okay, so it is largely focused on food which has a South African cultural history to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we try to include all different cultures. Myself being Afrikaans, I've brought quite a bit of that in. And then we're playing quite a smoor snoek we've taken off. We're doing quite a bit of Cape Malay items. We did quite a bit of that during winter because it's quite hearty flavors with a lot of curry. So now in summer, we try and go a little bit more lighter, seeing as we're going into hot weather.
And these wonderful gardens, is there room for you to grow your own herbs and veggies?
We've actually located a spot where we want to do. We're just not waiting to see. Obviously, with the drought, we didn't want to just start off with it and use excess water. And we just first want to find our feet, and from there we'll grow. But it's definitely one of my future plans to incorporate.
Are you sort of philosophically a locavore? You want to make sure that either you grow it yourself or you get it from a supplier which is as close as humanly possible.
Provenance is very big for us. We've also joined with Abalobi, which gives homage to the farm to the fishermen. Same with all the vegetables.
It's a wonderful app, the Abalobi app.
Yeah,
I mean, what
yeah.
happens is that you get notification that a ship is coming in and they have caught whatever fish.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, it literally lands at lunchtime and it's on a plate in your restaurant at night.
Yeah, I mean, it's a win-win. The fisherman wins and we get the freshest fish possible. So it's you can't go wrong. Like now, yellowtail is running, so we have beautiful yellowtail now.
And the picnics, which is part of the offering that you are in charge of, you do lunch. You do breakfast as well?
Do breakfast, lunch, dinner. Yeah.
And then the picnics. And
these
beautiful gardens out here, you can take your picnic basket and find a bench or find a bit of grass. And
exactly.
Sit there and
so we do two different types of picnics. A nice one, if it's not going to break the budget, so we do a little bit more of a gourmet picnic. Pick it up, very self-service, go outside and dine amongst the arts. Have a leisurely picnic on weekends or any day you want to.
There are those metal birds that are down there.
Oh, yeah, the Vimbuerta birds, yeah.
They're Vimbuertas. I didn't have a chance to go and look at them. I want to sit and have a picnic under the wings.
Under the shade of a wing.
And your favorite dish and the one that you most enjoy cooking on the menu?
I must say we've done a couple of forms of it. Is our lamb vimbuerta, which we keep tweaking and keep refining. It's taking humble ingredients. It's one of South Africa's national dishes. We've taken it from using shoulder to loin to now we're using scrag, which is like a nice secondary cut in the neck full of flavor. So keep taking and keep reinventing the dish, but staying true to the flavors.
Yeah, my main's order tonight is the lamb vimbuerta. Chef Phil de Villiers, thanks very much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much.